As French President Chirac sits down with President Bush at the White House tonight, he'll have plenty of his own experience with terrorism to bring to the table. France's most recent terror problem dates back to the 1980s. Over the years, French judges, spies, and police have developed sophisticated methods to combat terrorism. The government now appears to have put an end to attacks. The last big one was back in 1996. But human rights groups criticize the special laws and Secret Service actions. Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
As the metro pulls into the station, two soldiers cradle their assault rifles and sweep the crowd with their eyes. The passengers must step over litter on the platform. Garbage cans have been sealed off since last week, so bombs can't be left in them. Any suitcases or packages left unattended in the metro, airport, or even in parked cars are quickly blown up by the bomb squad. Shoppers entering big stores have their bags searched. Police and soldiers seen everywhere. This is France's Plan Vigipirate, the homeland defense against terrorism. The Vigipirate system is 10 years old, but France's fight against terror is even older. Admiral Pierre Lacoste is the former head of the DGSE, France's CIA. He says it's clear that what's happening in the U.S. now is different from what the French experienced in the 90s.
Terrorism by the Algerian fundamentalists in France has different roots. It is not the same as Bin Laden against the U.S. We have not the same history. We are not involved in the Middle East at the same extent as the U.S. is.
Lacoste says America's twin goals of being friendly with oil-producing Arab states and supporting Israel create a specific terrorism problem. France's most recent Islamist terror problem came from its colonial past. Members of Algeria's ruthless Armed Islamic Group, or GIA, wanted France to cut ties with and support to the military rulers in Algiers. When French authorities refused, the GIA launched a terror campaign in France. The attacks killed 10 people and wounded over 200, and ended after several nerve-wracking months of Vigipirate, a nationwide manhunt, and a spectacular live televised shootout with a GIA member. After France's spies and police, another key element in the fight against terror here are judges. Four anti-terror magistrates have special powers of search, seizure, and detention. They are assisted by a special police squad. The accused go before a special anti-terror court. Roland Jacquard is the head of the World Terrorism Observatory, a French research institute. He says by giving such powers to the four judges and creating a separate legal system for terrorism, France chose security at the price of a little freedom.
The democracy, they want to protect the freedom and human rights, but at the same time, the terrorists have a big opportunity to have more freedom for themselves to make a lot of horrible things.
Europe's Court of Human Rights has criticized the special anti-terror tactics, the long time it takes to bring cases to trial, and the official secrecy, which makes it hard to defend the accused. The other critics of anti-terror tactics are less vocal, but perhaps because they are trying to keep their heads down. They are France's 3 million Muslims. Many Muslims feel singled out each time there is terrorism in the news. Some remember the anti-terror mass arrests in poor immigrant suburbs where many North African Muslims live. And many resent the spectacular TV shootout 6 years ago when a prime terror suspect, a French Muslim of Algerian parents, was shot dead, many said, like a dog. Nowadays, many Muslims speak of new tension because of the attacks on the United States. Dalil Boubacar is the rector of the Grand Mosque of Paris and one of the leaders of France's Muslim community.
What we're afraid of is racism, ideas of collective responsibility. We don't want people to attribute to all Muslims things which they obviously have nothing to do with. The people who do these terrible things never ask the community their opinion, and so innocent people pay for their acts.
But of course, protecting innocent people is exactly what the judges and authorities say they are doing. For NPR News, this is Nick Spicer in Paris.